This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back for a bonus episode of the Primal Potential podcast. You guys know we release episodes on Mondays and on Saturdays, but I wanted to pop in here because there was something on my mind, something on my heart that I just wanted to have live here on the podcast. I was doing a little bit of analytics work on the questions that are asked. Some people submit questions through the daily mindset upgrades and the ability to text back and forth with me there. Some people put them in our free Primal Potential Facebook group, or questions come in via email, any number of ways. And I was looking back over the questions that we've got in the last 30 days, and over 150 of the questions that I have received in the last 30 days were about business or money. Business or money. So if that is not of interest to you, don't worry, skip this episode. It is a bonus episode. Our regularly scheduled programming, if you will, airs on Mondays and on Saturdays. But obviously, with 150 questions in just the last 30 days on the topics of business and money, I wanted to touch on a few things that come up most. Whether business to you is your career, or it's the desire to start a business, or the process of being in business, or money could be making more, spending less, getting out of debt, any number of things. Again, though, if this stuff isn't for you, no big deal. Tune in on Mondays and Saturdays for our regular, normal stuff. One of the most common things that comes up, especially when we're talking about career switches, starting a business, growing a business, thinking about starting a business, is fear of failure and fear of judgment. And this comes up on a Q&A that hasn't aired yet, but there were a lot of questions around fear that we dove into. But I saw something today, and it reflects a conversation that I have over and over and over about, like, I'm just so scared to get started. I'm scared to try something new. I'm scared to branch out. I want new things. And yet this fear seems to be in the way, or starting slow. And the negativity that comes around that. It's not working. It's not clicking. It's not this. It's not that. And I tell people, you know, well, first I should say Primal Potential is not my only business, right? I think most of you guys know that, but just so that everybody's on the same page here, especially for those of you who are newer, I started Primal Potential almost 6.5 years ago, but I also have real estate investments. Recently, I invested in another company, not a company that I'll run or operate, just a financial investment in that company. I also have a network marketing business. So hands in lots of different pots. And let me just say this. Every single time it starts slow, right? When Primal Potential started, I initially thought that I would write a blog. And not only did no one read it, I hated it. And a lot of people stop there. A lot of people stop, even if they love it, at it's not really working, nobody's reading it. Or they start an Instagram account and their only followers are their close friends and their family, and they're not getting new followers, and so they stop there. Guys, that is where we start. It cannot be where you stop if you want to be successful. It cannot be. When I started the podcast, it was in 2014. Podcast had definitely been around for a while, but they were still pretty new. In fact, I didn't listen to any podcasts at the time that I launched my own podcast. Nobody listened. And you get to decide, am I going to judge my future based on where I start, or am I going to keep going and create the result that I want? You decide, are you judging the future based on where you start? I talk to a lot of people who are building businesses. I talk to a lot of people who are starting in network marketing, and they believe that it's possible, but they judge the fact that they're starting slow and think that that means that they'll never get anywhere. It will start slow. Period. It will. That is the price of admission. Doing it when you're making mistakes, doing it when nobody's paying attention, doing it when nobody cares, doing it when you don't know what you're doing. That is the price of admission. What I saw today that I loved so much and wanted to share with you, because it totally aligns with the conversations I have with people every day, Angie Lee. I don't know how many of you guys follow Angie Lee. She is a marketing expert. She's got, 100,000 or so followers on Instagram. And she talks about how when she started, she actually shared a screenshot of like the first YouTube videos that she put up for months and months and months and months and months, probably for years. She was getting 3 views, 5 views, 40 views was like a good day. But bottom line, nobody was really paying attention. Nobody really cared. I'm going to read what she wrote here. And if you're not following her at Angie Lee Show on Instagram, she's got a lot of good stuff to say. She's quirky, and I like that about her. She says, swipe to see some of my videos from 6 to 10 years ago. Goose egg views. I literally cringe watching. I had no idea what I was doing. I embarrassed myself every single day. I made mistakes. I felt like an imposter, but I kept showing up. Not many comments. It was really freaking awkward. Sweating profusely, no fancy camera, no editing, no lighting, just my iPhone. And she says, but I pressed record every single damn day. I created at least one piece of content every single day. Exhausted and confused on how to make money, I still showed up for this dream. Friends and family laughed at my dream to make money online, but I still showed up. She says, listen, love, you're tough. So I got to tell you the truth. You don't get to skip being embarrassed. You don't get to skip having a crappy product launch or a first draft. You don't get to skip day one. And I would say, you don't get to skip phase one. The number of people that I talk to, this is me now, not Angie Lee. I'm going to go back to what she wrote, but the number of people I talk to, whether they're starting a new chiropractic business or they're new in network marketing or they want to be some kind of like coach of the month, whatever trendy coach you can become online these days, they feel like they get to skip the phase that everybody has to go through where you're learning and it's slow and it's hard and it's scary and it's awkward and it's weird and you're embarrassed and you're unsure. That's the price of admission. You don't get to skip that. Whether you are excited to make your first 5-figure month in network marketing or you are starting a blog or a podcast or anything like that, you don't get to skip that phase. If you're inside the first few years, you're still inside the first few years. You just don't get to skip that part. It is easy to point to people who have been doing it longer than you have, who have put in more time, who have put in more effort, who have put in more hours. It's easy to point to them and be like, but for me, it's just not going that way. It's just not going that well. It feels so hard. That is the price of admission. Will you judge where you can go, how far you can go by where you are now? I hope the answer is no, because it's worth it. The dream that you have, the freedom it will give you, the impact you can have, the way you'll inspire other people, it is worth it. I have made big mistakes. I have lost money. I have hired the wrong people. I've had the right people leave. I have made so many mistakes. But the reality is, that is the price of admission. That is the price of admission. I have gotten criticized. I have gotten made fun of. I've had crickets. Nobody saying anything because nobody knows what I'm doing. It is the price of admission. You don't get to compare yourself to the people who are booming and busting and growing because you are in the early phases. You are at the beginning. And I just want you to hear that nobody gets to skip the awkward phase. It's like nobody gets to skip middle school where your face is breaking out. Nobody gets to skip middle school where like people are talking behind your back. Everybody goes through some awkward schooling phase. And it's true in business too. But the rewards are a lot greater. I've talked to so many people who think that they're doing something wrong because it's slow at the start. No, it's just slow at the start. There's nothing wrong. That's the way it goes. But don't judge where you can end up and how big and how great and how worth it can be based on your first 3 months, based on your first year. Honestly, based on your first 3 years. There is a learning curve. And honestly, I really feel like, I'm sure that there are so many factors to this, but I almost feel like the spoils go to those of us who are willing to push through that. But if you're not, then all you get is the hard stuff and a story that you tried once, but it didn't work for you. I talked about this, and I don't remember where. I think it might have been one of the daily mindset upgrades. So I was on the phone with somebody the other day talking about, they were considering my network marketing team, and we were talking about like why I think that it makes so much sense and why I think actually every single household should have that network marketing as part of their streams of income, not their only one, but part of it. And she was like, can you tell me about like some normal people that don't have a platform, that don't have a big network, and they've made it work for them? And so I gave her some experiences, and she said, isn't it crazy how it can work like that for some people? Isn't it crazy how it can work like that for some people? And I said, isn't it crazy how some people will make it work like that? Right? It's a big difference. It's not, oh, wow, by some miracle, that thing just happened to work for that person. No, that person happened to work for that thing. You don't get to skip the learning curve. You don't get to skip the beginning. You don't get to skip the growth. I really, truly believe that the reward, that the freedom, that the confidence, that the other side is only available to those who don't give up. And really, it's not only the giving up, it's the attitude around it. Because I have some people that are still slogging through, but with the worst possible attitude. Oh my gosh, this is just like, this is not easy, I'll tell you that. And every single day, I feel like people are saying no, people are saying no, people are saying no. And that's what it is. That's how it works. You know, I have people who have listened to this podcast for 6 years straight and have never given me a dime. That's okay. That's not something wrong with me. That's not something wrong with them. That's business. I have people who listen to the same exact podcast. One person loves it, thinks it's amazing, leaves a 5-star review. Somebody else thinks I'm an idiot, hates me, sends me a really rude email. That's the price of being in the game. So let me go back to Angelie's post here because I don't want you to miss it. It's so, so good. And if you're not following her, do so. She says, listen, you're tough. So I got to tell you the truth. You don't get to skip being embarrassed. You don't get to skip having a crappy launch or a first draft. You don't get to skip day one. I read you that already. And I said, you don't get to skip phase one. She says, I know you're frustrated because your dream isn't happening soon enough. Being patient is hard. I get it. I know you're hustling on your business and wanting to quit because it hasn't paid off yet. Not making enough money to pay your bills sucks. She says, I feel you because I was you. Here's the real deal. Number one, you're not supposed to have it all figured out when you start. Whoever says they have all of the answers isn't telling you the truth. Number two, overnight success is complete bull. Scars and scabs make success worth it. And if you never experience failure, you cannot lead from a place of empathy. Number three, every successful woman you admire had an ugly and embarrassing day one. And I would say week one, month one, year one. Everybody had a sucky first draft.
Right, I never thought of that.
Oops. That's what happens when you scroll on Instagram when you're recording a podcast. He or she may not post it, but the beginning was not effortless or sexy. Number four, pursuing a life of impact means accepting a life of criticism. Stop putting off your dream because of what others think and say. Keep showing up no matter what they say about you. I'm going to read that one more time. Pursuing a life of impact means accepting a life of criticism. People are going to laugh at you. People aren't going to get it. People are not going to want what you're offering. That is part of it. That means nothing is wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with what you're doing. Nothing is wrong with your approach. That's normal. It's part of it. And then lastly, number five, celebrate the suck. Enjoy the messy process. Ride the roller coaster. Find joy even in the sucky days when you just face planted, but you learned a huge lesson. No failures, just lessons. And I love that, guys. We don't get to skip the start. You don't get to skip the start. I didn't get to skip the start. And the reality is there will be many, many more starts that I don't get to skip, whether it's my next business venture, a next project, a next hire. We don't get to skip the start. I shared with my network marketing team a James Wedmore post where he was basically like, lots of people dream about cake. They want cake. And then life gives them eggs. Life gives them an oven. Life gives them flour and sugar. And they leave the kitchen frustrated because there's no cake. And I feel like life in 2020 is like that. No matter what your dream is, whether your dream is to have another stream of income outside of your job, or your dream is to work for yourself, or your dream is to retire from your job, or your dream is to be able to put a pool in your backyard, not have to put it on a credit card. In 2020, all of the ingredients are available to you. It has never been more accessible to get out of debt, to have financial freedom, to develop additional streams of income. It has never been more accessible, guys. It is truly the equivalent of, are you dreaming of that? And then getting frustrated and walking away while all of the ingredients are at your fingertips. That's what's happening to so many people. And I don't want it to happen to you. It's the price of admission. It's the price of admission. I was talking to somebody the other day who was like, all I'm hearing is no. I'm sharing with people what I'm doing, and all I'm hearing is no. And I said, listen, you're not looking for the people who aren't interested. Most people are not going to be interested. Just from a numbers standpoint, most people who listen to my podcast do not join my programs. There are a lot of people that do, but like as a percentage to the majority of people, no, I wouldn't be able to serve that many people anyway. Most people that I talk to about why I changed my mind on network marketing and why I think it should be part of every single household's income diversification plan, most people don't do it. That's okay. I'm not looking for them. There are people who are interested. There are people who are open-minded. Those are the people that we are looking for, but you will not find them if you sideline yourself because you're upset about the people who said no. And guys, this isn't just business. This isn't just money. You can take these same philosophies and apply it to meeting a romantic partner or making new friendships or any number of other things. Pat Hintz, who's one of the executives on my network marketing team, he says, we kiss the girls who lean in, right? And I think about that a lot in business. You know, when I am launching, say, like the 12 weeks to transformation, it's also true if I'm talking to people about the network marketing team. If somebody's like, I don't know, I have a bad feeling about it. You know, my selling at that point stops. Like, I'm not trying to convince them. I'm not trying to twist their arm. I'm not trying to be like, let's break that down. Let me figure out how I can get you to say yes. No. I want to work with the people that are leaning in. I want to work with the people who are excited. But if I am so burnt by all the people who said no, I'm not going to have the energy to find the people who are interested, who are curious, who are open-minded. We have to look for the people that are leaning in, and there's always those people. There are people, no matter what we're talking about, people who want a stream of income, people who want to be part of a team, people who want whatever it is that you're offering, they are out there. But you cannot get in your head about all the people who aren't interested. Let me jump to the punchline here. Most people aren't going to be interested, right? If we think about a Chinese food restaurant, the majority of people who drive by that restaurant in a given day are not going to stop there for lunch. They're not hungry at the time. They don't like Chinese food. They didn't notice it. They heard something bad about it. They've got other plans. That doesn't mean that the Chinese food restaurant is doing anything wrong. That's business. That's life. And it works the exact same way if you are offering a 12-week program, if you're asking people to join your network marketing team. It doesn't matter. The number of people who hear that you can get access to my daily mindset upgrades for $1 is super, super high. It is a teeny fraction of people who say, yeah, okay, I want to check that out. That's not bad. That's not wrong. That's not, oh, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with my offer? They must not care. The product must not be good. No. That's just life. You're not looking for the people who aren't interested. You're looking for the people who are. But you don't get to skip phase one. You don't get to skip the learning curve. You don't get to skip the hard times, the struggles. There are people who are curious, who are open-minded. Hey, tell me more about what you're doing. there are people who say, you know, I've never really considered network marketing, but tell me why you changed your mind and you think it should be part of every household income diversification stream. Like, what does that look like? I'm curious. I'm open. Those are the people I want to talk to. I'm not looking for the people who are like, oh no, that's one of those things. They're not my people. They don't understand. I don't dislike them. I was there once too. I think they fundamentally don't understand what network marketing is. And that's okay, because I'm not looking for that person. I'm looking for that person that's like, you know what? Actually, if I could get an extra $1,000 a month, that would really make a difference in my family. I'm not sure this is it, but I would like to talk about it. Those are the people I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the people who are going to tell me, oh, I don't think, you know, I've thought about your programs, but nothing I do ever works. And like, I just never follow through. I'm not looking for that person. That person is everywhere. I'm not looking for that person. I'm looking for that person that says, I feel like this might be different. Can you tell me how it might be different? I'm not sure, but can we talk about it? You don't get to skip the majority of people not being interested. I want you to keep that in mind, that the majority of people who drive through or drive past that Chinese restaurant, they're not stopping for lunch. That does not mean that the Chinese restaurant should close its doors. That's just the way it works. The majority of people aren't going to be interested. That's the way it works. You're going to start slow. That's okay. That's the way it works. You don't get to skip phase one. So I'm hoping that this short, random, outside our scheduled programming lands with somebody. I hope that this was what you needed to hear. I hope that this really sparked a fire in you. I hope that this helps you stay in the game and put your head down, because the reward is worth it. The dream that you have, the belief that you have is worth it. But you're not going to be able to skip the start. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.